Katie Schultz went to college to study philosophy and become a memoirist. Then one day, out of nowhere, one short sentence popped into her mind.
Jet was bull tired, hound dog tired.
And that sent her down a rabbit hole, one sentence, one story at a time, into the world of fiction.
Nonfiction is always there for me. It's first and foremost how I make sense of the world, through journaling or through writing personal essays that might never leave my own desk. But fiction was enthralling because I could ask questions and imagine answers with precision and heart. So sort of combine my imagination with research and then find this sort of middle ground of realist literary fiction where in some ways the quote truths I was writing in fiction were truer than real life.
This self-dissection, analysis, and takeaway comes so naturally to Schultz, who soaks her writing in such detail that even the smallest narrative observations evoke emotional weight. After hustling to win fans across the country with her debut collection of short stories, Schultz is giving life to her debut novel titled Still Come Home. Both turn on the backdrop of America's perpetual war on terror to challenge readers' assumptions about character and personal ethics while giving rise to universal desires and truths.
If you're writing contemporary realist fiction today, in some sense, if you're not giving a nod to the global war on terror, if you're not giving a nod to climate change, if you're not giving a nod to the way the technology, smartphones, text messages, GPS are changing human culture and interaction, you're not really writing realist fiction. We have to evolve alongside if we're going to write compelling work that holds up a mirror to the human predicament.
Schultz grew up backpacking and playing soccer and rugby in Portland, Oregon, and her parents were English majors who instilled in Schultz a respect for the discipline and deep work that goes into writing. A teaching job at Arthur Morgan School in Burnsville brought Schultz to Western North Carolina. 2 years later, her parents moved from Portland to join her on the Arthur Morgan staff. But a different calling compelled Schultz to leave her job. She traveled the country in a 1989 Volvo wagon for most of the next 3 years, from writing residency to writing residency. Through those and nagging thoughts about the war on terror, Schultz wrote the stories that became the short story collection titled Flashes of War. Schultz, her husband, and her 2.5-year-old son live in the small village of Silo. She does most of her writing from an Airstream trailer.
The language that we use as a country around the global war on terror is pretty intense, and it's changing words like patriot, for example, or it's bringing word like jihadist or phrases like IED into the everyday usage. And that changes how we think, it changes culture, it changes how our brains develop. My cousins, they were coming of age during this, and I thought, what is that going to mean for them? How does that change how they see the world as compared to how I saw it?
Schultz informed and fortified the writing through her deep research into the minutiae of military life and the Middle East. She financed her own nationwide book tour and ultimately won praise from readers with military backgrounds for her vivid, realistic portrayals.
I'm really interested in what the truest or most authentic action for a person can be. The philosophy major in me really believes that if you put a person into a situation where they can do everything right and still be wrong, that you force them into this sort of new ethics. And in fact, what a person does in that situation is they actually do something that's like their most authentic action ever.
Moving from short stories to writing a novel, writing long, as Schultz called it, presented new challenges. Schultz revised her novel 5 times and needed 3 more drafts to refine it. Even after that meticulous work, she suffered through several years of rejection before selling her novel to a publishing house wholly run by university students.
It was really just 4 or 5 years in the abyss of just self-doubt and peak moments of believing in what I was doing, and self-doubt again and then peak moments.
While building her own literary career, Schultz has built a following and clientele as a writing coach, focusing on opening up one's creative channels. She's also working on her next short story collection. Schultz is reading from Still Come Home, 6 p.m. Wednesday at Malaprop's Books in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.